was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing not but God's angry frown. When the heavens opened and I saw that my name was written down, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. In the book 'tis written, saved by grace, oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam.
Amen. How many of you have something to be thankful for tonight? A few of you. The rest of you are just miserable as can be, huh? Well, it's good to see you tonight. We're here to worship the Lord. And we have a collective group of people doing a lot of different things tonight, with the focus always being of pointing us to Christ. And so tonight we just want to just relax and think about the Lord. Think about the good things he's doing in our lives. The good things he's doing in our church. The good things he's doing in our families. The good things he's doing in our communities. God is not done working. It's tempting to be kind of pessimistic about the world, but God is not done. And as long as he's not done, we're not done. There are souls to be saved, there is ground to be taken, there are victories to be had. So let's worship the Lord tonight for the goodness that he is. Amen? All right, I'd like to invite the next group to come up. It's going to be Kelly Smart. She's going to sing the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. What a great admonition.
So are you?
Amen. Reminds me of the scripture that calls us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, to keep our eyes on him. It's really easy to get our eyes on the world and get really distracted or downtrodden or feeling kind of sorry for things, but keep our eyes on Christ and we see him at the right hand of the Father sitting there in victory because of what he did on the cross. We're going to focus now on this earth here. Specifically, we're going to look at the lilies of the valley, and the Bedziev family is going to come and sing for us now and talk about their song a little bit. If God takes care of the flowers, he can take care of us.
We want to praise God by this song, with this song in Russian, which based on God's word, Luke 12:27-28.
Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his glories clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass in the fields, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you?
Посмотри вблизи потока, у прозрачных чистых вод, посреди травы высокой, пышно лилия цветет. Если лилию Бог любит и заботится о ней, разве Он тебя погубит, позабыв нужде твоей? Аллилуйя. Корни крепкие питает, влага чистая ручья, и росою наполняет чашу ранняя заря. Если лилию Бог любит и заботится о ней, разве Он тебя погубит, позабыв нужде твоей? Аллилуйя, аллилуйя. Так живет Творца творенье, блески дивной красоты, без заботы и мученья. Отчего ж печален ты, если лилию Бог любит и заботится о ней? Разве Он тебя погубит, позабыв нужде твоей? Аллилуйя, аллилуйя.
Amen. Thank you for that. That was awesome. You know, God's doing a work here at Temple. How many of you feel that, can tell something's happening? God is working, and he's not done yet. He's just getting started. Sister Stephanie has a poem to read about Temple and God's work here.
So I've titled this God's Temple. Amazing how vast God's people are, while here we sit so little. And yet God sees each one of us, not one missing jot or tittle. Is it by choice that our home is here? Are we placed absently at Temple? Did we just stumble upon this ground or strategically planted for an example? I've only been in this assembly coming up on 3 years. Many of you have grown up together, side by side as peers. What sweet fellowship I've witnessed. What love so many have extended. What grace you've given me, though I'm new to you. What compassion you've shown me while I've mended. Would you believe it if I told you that I've looked for you all my days, a place where I could finally call home and grow more in love with our God whom we praise? I've been around and I've seen a lot. The body of Christ has scars, mostly, unfortunately, from friendly fire and wounded warriors behind bars. Yet I rejoice today with Father above as he extends his healing and amazing love. Come to still set the captives free, to tear down defenses with no apology. Some are releasing a passionate cry, I relinquish my rights, ugly pride, goodbye. And the joy of the Lord is filling this place with nothing more and nothing less than Holy Spirit embrace. Here at Temple, God's Temple, we're friends. Love is growing, making deep amends. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome. This is your sweet place of rest. This is God's Temple, not ours, his church. At her best.
Amen. Thank you for that. It's a beautiful picture. Inspires me to yet again invite you to come out at Sunday mornings for the prayer time, 8:45 to 9:15. It's a beautiful time of quiet and prayer here in the sanctuary, just offering up your praises and your prayers to God, praying for our church, for the lost in your family, for the lost that would come through those doors, just a time of sweet fellowship. And I believe that prayer precedes revival, and it's just time to come and be part of that, so I encourage that. Next, we're going to have a song by the Lynch family, and they have adopted Pastor Caleb as part of their family for this song. So I think he's been adopted like 3 times tonight, so come on up, you guys. And if I'm not mistaken, you're singing Oh, How He Loves You and Me.
Oh, how he loves me.
Amen. What a great message. Oh, how we love that. Something you could make that a question. How does he love me? You know, we know ourselves we can be unlovable, but God loves us all the time anyway. Praise God for that. Dawn and Bonnie Williams are going to come and sing the song, He Touched Me. And in the middle of that song, I think Bonnie has a little story about a fiddler with a bow. Come on up.
With a smile. What am I bidding, good folks? He cried. Who will start bidding for me? A dollar, then two, only two? $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three? But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bidding for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000? And who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, the touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scattered with sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
My soul. you, Don and Bonnie. All right, we're going to sing another congregational hymn, His Robes for Mine. If you could stand with me, we'll sing this song together. His Robes for Mine. His robes for mine, oh wonderful exchange. Clothed in my sin, Christ suffered 'neath God's rage. Draped in his righteousness, I'm justified. In Christ I live, for in my place he died. I cling to Christ and marvel at the cost. Jesus forsaken, God estranged from God. But by such love, my life is not my own. My praise, my all, shall be for Christ alone. His robes for mine, what cause have I for dread? God's daunting law, Christ mastered in my stead. Faultless I stand, with righteous works not mine. Saved by my Lord's vicarious death and life. I cling to Christ and marvel at the cost. Jesus forsaken, God estranged from God. But by such love, my life is not my own. My praise, my all, shall be for Christ alone. His robes for mine, God's justice is appeased. Jesus is crushed, and thus the Father's pleased. Christ drank God's wrath on sin, then cried, 'Tis done. Sin's wages paid, propitiation won. I cling to Christ and marvel at the cost. Jesus forsaken, God estranged from God. But by such love, my life is not my own. My praise, my all, shall be for Christ alone. His robes for mine, such anguish none can know. Christ, God's beloved, condemned as though his foe. He, as though I, accursed and left alone. I, as though he, embraced and welcomed home. I cling to Christ and marvel at the cost. Jesus forsaken, God estranged from God. But by such love, my life is not my own. My praise, my all, shall be for Christ alone. Amen. Great singing again. You may be seated.
All right. Isn't that a beautiful song? Powerful song as well. Now we're going to have a number by the Gordon Sliz Trio. And it's three young men are going to sing for us. Coming up, guys. Accompanied by Mickey Santosa. Okay, two young men and one a little bit older. All right.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Amen. I never supposed to speak for God, but I can't help but think that he was smiling as he watched that. That was so good. Now the Moores are going to come and sing for us. They're singing the song, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. Amen. Thank you for that. Accompanied by a young man named Bert.
Not just because of the great preaching of God's Word and how it builds me up, but all the great music we have here. Man, so many different talents, so many different styles, and all with one goal in mind, to praise the Lord. I mean, we got piano players coming out the ears, and every one of them plays a little different. And it's great. I love it. I love it. Where's the banjo? Where's the banjo?
I guess we'll have to bring it sometime. And okay.
Now, this is not a song that my wife wrote, so you probably heard it before.
While the world looks upon me as a struggle. Rejoicing, how I wish they could see. not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a room above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. You gave
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. We could all sing that song. Not as well as you did, but we could all sing it. Good job. Thank you for that. Now, Mickey and Uni Santos are going to come up and sing a couple of songs. I think they're going to do one together, then Mickey's going to sing a second. No, just one? Just one. It went from 2 to 1. All right. So come on up, you guys. I think the song they're singing is All Glory Be to Christ.
I'd like to share a song to you that is very personal for us, and it's a song that we haven't sang for a while, but about a year, 2 years ago when we were getting a house, we were thinking about what is this for, what's the home for, and what's our family for as we build family. And the song is called All Glory Be to Christ, because it is for Christ that our life is for.
Survive unless the Lord does.
faithful and the true. The Lamb who was for sinners slain is making all things new. Behold, our God shall live with us and be our steadfast light, and we shall hear his people be all glory to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's about. All glory to Christ. That's what our lives are for, is to glorify God. We really are. We're to be a reflection of Jesus Christ to a lost world. Thank you so much for that song. Now Rebecca McCourt's going to come and play the piano for us, playing a beautiful song that calls us right to the throne of God, nearer, still nearer.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Now we're going to have a quartet by the Farmer and Dunn Company. So come on up, you guys. We have one more song. It's a group song. And I would like to invite everybody from the very back, 10 rows, to come up and get around the piano. Then everybody right in front of them to get around the piano. We're all going to come up around the piano and sing our final song together. So come on up. Everybody up. Stand up. Stand up. You can do it. You walked in here. Come on up around the piano. We're going to gather around the piano. Pretend it's a campfire and it's 0 degrees outside. Get close. And Pastor Caleb's going to lead us in Amazing Grace, the first and the final stanza. Come on up around the piano.
Having a really large altar call tonight. We're singing Amazing Grace, song that we all know. We're singing the first and the last. I think we all know the first. If you don't know the last, stand next to someone that does. Keep coming in.
We're a family. We're going to sing like a family around the piano. Thanksgiving. Come on in. There's lots of space here. Tons of room right in front. Come on together.
Keep working your way this way, right here, guys.
Come on in. Keep coming, you guys.
Bill Phillips is in the way back. We need him to get much closer.
Come on in. We're going to sing as a family. All right. We're getting close. We're getting close. We've got some space here, though. There's an empty space here. Come on in, Steve. Panther, come on up, guys. Come on up. I don't want to ruin it. We're just going to come and close with a song together. We want to sing together as a family. All right. It's Thanksgiving. Let's sing it. Amazing Grace.
We've been there 10,000 years. Let's do the four stands again. We'll get the pianos to get started. We'll do four stands one more time. Get it started, then we'll just drop off, okay?
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's
Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for making us a family. God, for calling us together to worship together, to serve you together, to join hearts and hands together to see your kingdom move forward. I pray you bless us through this week, through this holiday season, dear God. Let us love each other as you have loved us and reach out to the lost, God, as you did. In Jesus' name we pray, Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. We are dismissed.